Hottest Take, Washington Post asks, "What's so wrong with Mother F. Kerr?" by Robert Krajicek on January 5, 2019. A Friday-published Washington Post opinion editorial, written by Molly Roberts and entitled "What's So Wrong with Mother Effer," dismisses criticisms of Representative Rashida Tlaib's derision of President Donald Trump as a mother effer, framing concerns of civility as manifestations of linguistic timidity. At a Thursday evening MoveOn.org hosted event in Washington, D.C., hours after her swearing-in ceremony as a congresswoman, Tlaib said, "We're going to go in and impeach the mother F. Kerr." Democrat Rashida Tlaib during her first day as a U.S. congresswoman, "We're going to go in and impeach the mother F. Kerr." pic.twitter.com/hg538soclub. Kyle Morris, at Real Kyle Morris, January 4, 2019. Roberts praises Tlaib, a self-described Democratic socialist aligned with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for articulating a cogent case of the country in crisis via the Trump administration. "Mother F. Kerr is filler," writes Roberts. "It means little more than someone more unpleasant than unpleasant can convey. Saying you grab women by the P.Y., on the other hand, is truly damaging. It turns members of that gender into something to be played with. Calling immigrants an infestation dehumanizes them." Roberts heralds the Democrat Party's most openly left-wing politicians, casting them as trailblazers pushing against an insufficiently left-wing party establishment. "Concerns over profanity," she argues, "are secondary to championing those with the vision to break what must be broken in America towards ushering in transformational political change. A better politics isn't necessarily a more profane politics. But the left half of the left wants to push broader boundaries, and it's no wonder they worry when the rest of the party starts to pull instead." The liberal vanguard Tlaib belongs to seeks massive change, from Medicare for all to a grand climate bargain. They see no hope for compromise now, so they look to a future of democratic control, when ramming transformation through will require breaking things. The party establishment so far has shown small desire to do so. And that, Tlaib might say, is a mother effing shame. Despite brushing off criticisms of Tlaib's use of vulgar language from unspecified pro-civility crusaders, in a column published in November, Roberts called for amplified political censorship across Facebook and Twitter. She encouraged social media companies to further flex their power to shut down disinformation and false news, terms she neglected to define. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.